They trilled their reedy note. Little downy chickens and wildflowers, the dogwood blossoms, meadow violets, and budding fruit trees. I felt bursting cotton bolls, and fingered their soft fibre and fuzzy seeds. I felt the low soughing of the wind through the corn stalks, the silky rustling of the long leaves, and the indignant snort of my pony, as we caught him in the pasture, and put the bit in his mouth. Ah me! How well I remember the spicy, clovery smell of his breath. Sometimes I rose at dawn and stole into the garden while the heavy dew lay on the grass and flowers. Few know what joy it is to feel the roses pressing softly into the hand, or the beautiful motion of the lilies as they sway in the morning breeze. Sometimes I caught an insect in the flower I was plucking, and I felt the faint noise of a pair of wings rubbed together in a sudden terror, as the little creature became aware of a pressure from without. Another favourite haunt of mine was the orchard, where the fruit ripened early in July. The large, downy peaches would reach themselves into my hands, and as the joyous breezes flew about the trees, the apples tumbled at my feet. Oh, the delight with which I gathered up the fruit in my pinafore, pressed my face against the smooth cheeks of the apples, still warm from the sun, and skipped back to the house. Our favourite walk was to Keller's Landing, an old, tumble-down lumber wharf on the Tennessee River, used during the Civil War to land soldiers.